Monday morning. Still watching What Will Happen with Air Canada today. To kind of bring you up to speed from over the weekend, some new developments. The federal jobs minister ordering flight attendants to go back to work and ordering this issue to go to binding arbitration. That's it, right? Well, no, because CUPE, the union that represents the flight attendants, says they're going to defy this back-to-work order. The CUPE's national president, in fact, ripped up a copy of that back-to-work order yesterday outside of Toronto's Pearson Airport, saying our members are not going back to work. And they took it a step further, filing a challenge in federal court yesterday on this. So it leaves us kind of in limbo right now. And yeah, the question we have, like you do, is, well, what happens now? As we look here at YQR, departures, Air Canada, number of flights canceled. Although I'm seeing on the big board that there are a number of other Air Canada flights that are still scheduled. So I'm not exactly sure. Remember, we heard from YQR President James Bogus last week, who reminded us that, yes, Air Canada and Air Canada Rouge flights would be grounded. But Air Canada Jazz flights would still be going ahead. Must be represented by different workers. But Bogus also said that, remember, if you are taking an Air Canada Jazz flight, just be mindful of the connecting flight that you may have to make. It might have still been one of those other two Air Canadas. So a lot of questions this morning. We are hopefully, I guess, going to wait and see if we get any answers a little bit later today. We'll see if we hear from the union, from the federal government, from Air Canada on what happens next. It's federal by-election day in rural Alberta. Pierre Poilievre trying to win that seat, trying to get back to the House of Commons after losing his Ottawa area riding in this past federal election. And just like that election, this election you have all kinds of candidates. More than 200 candidates are running in this. Most of them aren't serious about actually becoming an MP. It's part of this protest group against Canada's electoral system, the longest ballot group. And so now people actually have to write in their preferred candidate. You don't put an X next to it because the ballot would be feet long to have 200 candidates. So now it's just you have to write in the person's name. Apparently spelling, they're not going to look for spelling, which is probably a good thing because Poilievre is not the easiest name to spell for most people. And so we'll see what happens there. It's expected, by the way, that he is supposed to win that seat pretty easily. So we'll keep you up to date on that throughout the day, obviously. Probably a little bit later tonight. And if he is supposed to win quite easily, you'd think we'd know the results of that pretty quickly. If not tonight, for sure, tomorrow. Hey, if the fog could talk this morning. Yeah, advisory is up right now as we wake up. Pretty thick, at least in the downtown part of Regina. I'm sure highways, too, are not looking fantastic. If you look at where Environment Canada has the fog advisories this morning, it's kind of spotty, honestly. It's not really a uniform area. It almost kind of looks like an upside-down U, but Regina's included. Moose Jaw is not included in this, but areas like Saskatoon, Swift Current is included. Weyburn, Estevan. So if you're hitting the highway this morning, it could be, yes, a little foggy. It was a little stormy last night in certain parts of the province. Storm watches and warnings yesterday. Tornado warnings, too, south and southeast of Regina. Now, we talked to Environment Canada's Eric Dykes this morning. He tells us there were pictures of a possible tornado near Colfax.
It looks like it was, I'm going to say possible right now, and not going to likely quite yet. Still further investigation on that. It was a very, very skinny-looking tornado. A little bit hard to discern in the pictures as to whether or not there was an actual touchdown on the ground, per se, from the picture. But the funnel itself, the majority of the funnel, was rather lengthy and winding and narrow. Certainly looks to be what it certainly looks to be one of a smaller tornado, if you will, that if it did touch down, did touch down, luckily, for in a field, no damage reported, nothing else reported from that storm.
He does say there are, it's a very slight chance of some more storms today, not for Regina, but other areas. And then, as you've been hearing in our forecast, we could see it possibly tomorrow. More storms with the heat as well, right? Getting up to 30 degrees for the first time in what seems like a long time. For the next several days, we will have that heat. Lisa Schick joining me now from the CJME newsroom. It's foggy out there, isn't it, this morning in downtown Regina?
Yeah, you can barely see. Like, our station is on Sask Drive, and I actually looked at a map to be able to figure out what the distance is, but I cannot see any of the buildings that are on Dewdney Avenue, just a little ways away. It's not even a kilometer away, and I can't see them.
Dewdney Avenue should be open soon, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not quite, but driving by there this morning, I was stopped at the light and I kind of looked down. I'm like, oh, they look like they're ready to pave there. If I can see that far, if the fog wasn't so thick. But yeah, Environment Canada, by the way, tells us midday is when the fog should clear up. Okay, at Air Canada, it's kind of a confusing mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just we don't really know what's going to happen next. I mean, on the weekend, first it was the deadline and the flight attendants were going to go on strike. And then the federal government stepped in and said, no, we're going to send you guys to binding arbitration. And Air Canada was saying, yeah, we're going to have flights back on Monday. But now the flight attendants are saying, actually, we are not going to binding arbitration. We are going to stay on strike. So we're looking at, you know, the airport in Regina, and some of the flights are canceled, some of them aren't. So it's a real confusing kind of mess right now if you're trying to take a trip.
Yeah, it's hard too, because when you think about the economic impact of Air Canada flights being grounded, the country's largest airline, it wasn't, to me, it wasn't that much of a surprise the federal government stepped in. I thought maybe they would, you know, let it play out a couple of days, but it was, as you said, day one. And now we don't know, in terms of this court ruling, how long it may take for them to rule. And I guess we haven't heard really from any of the major parties involved yet today, have we?
No, we haven't heard from anybody today. Mostly what we're hearing from is people who are stranded and have flights canceled. And they're saying, a lot of the ones I'm hearing are saying, you know, we understand what the flight attendants are saying, but, you know, this is really messing with what we're trying to do here. There are some people who came all the way from overseas, like across the Atlantic, and they're like, we're stuck in Toronto. We're supposed to be in the Rockies, or we're supposed to be somewhere else. And now we're stuck and don't know what to do.
Lisa Schick in with me from the newsroom this morning. Uncertain in the air, but we are certain on the field, Lisa Schick, because for the first time in 13 years, the Regina Red Sox just won the Western Canadian Baseball League Championship.
Yes, they are bringing home the trophy. I mean, this was kind of a crazy year for the Red Sox. Obviously, they lost their pitcher, Mr. Lubinicki, early in the season. They were thinking about him, paying tribute to him all season. They lost 12 of their players to pro teams and had to kind of build everything back from the ground up almost. But they did it. Sylvan Lake Gulls, they won, I believe it was 5-4 on Saturday to bring home that cup.
That was, yeah, what an incredible story. Regina, yeah, knocking off some of the top teams. In fact, every team that Regina beat in the playoffs was better than they were in the regular season. Mm-hmm. But guess what? That's why you go in the playoffs, because ultimately the Red Sox were better than them. And finally, before I let you go, Lisa, there's a new word headed into the dictionary. We were talking about this off air. What is it?
Yeah, the internet slang is kind of taking over. Skibbity, which I don't really have a good definition for. It's still a little too young for me, but it's very online. It's very YouTube. The youngins are saying it. It's going in the Cambridge Dictionary.
We need to ask a 10-year-old, what does it mean? Do we have a 10-year-old anywhere here?
Please text us, really.
Lisa Schick, thank you very much. Lisa, we'll be back in 2 minutes. Four. Lisa Schick joining me now from the CJME newsroom. It's foggy out there, isn't it, this morning in downtown Regina?
Yeah, you can barely see. Like, our station is on Sask Drive, and I actually looked at a map to be able to figure out what the distance is, but I cannot see any of the buildings that are on Dewdney Avenue, just a little ways away. It's not even a kilometer away, and I can't see them.
Dewdney Avenue should be open soon, I would think.
Yeah,
not quite, but driving by there this morning, I was stopped at the light, and I kind of looked down. I'm like, oh, they look like they're ready to pave there, if I can see that far, if the fog wasn't so thick. But yeah, Environment Canada, by the way, tells us midday is when the fog should clear up. Okay, at Air Canada, it's kind of a confusing mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just we don't really know what's going to happen next. I mean, on the weekend, first it was the deadline and the flight attendants were going to go on strike. And then the federal government stepped in and said, no, we're going to send you guys to binding arbitration. And Air Canada was saying, yeah, we're going to have flights back on Monday. But now the flight attendants are saying, actually, we are not going to binding arbitration. We are going to stay on strike. So we're looking at, you know, the airport in Regina, and some of the flights are canceled, some of them aren't. So it's a real confusing kind of mess right now if you're trying to take a trip.
Yeah, it's hard too, because when you think about the economic impact of Air Canada flights being grounded, the country's largest airline, it wasn't that much of a surprise the federal government stepped in. I thought maybe they would, you know, let it play out a couple of days, but it was, as you said, day one. And now we don't know, in terms of this court ruling, how long it may take for them to rule. And I guess we haven't heard really from any of the major parties involved yet today, have we?
No, we haven't heard from anybody today. Mostly what we're hearing from is people who are stranded and have flights canceled. And they're saying, a lot of the ones I'm hearing are saying, you know, we understand what the flight attendants are saying, but, you know, this is really messing with what we're trying to do here. There are some people who came all the way from overseas, like across the Atlantic, and they're like, we're stuck in Toronto. We're supposed to be in the Rockies, or we're supposed to be somewhere else. And now we're stuck and don't know what to do.
Lisa Schick in with me from the newsroom this morning. Uncertain in the air, but we are certain on the field, Lisa Schick, because for the first time in 13 years, the Regina Red Sox just won the Western Canadian Baseball League Championship.
Yes, they are bringing home the trophy. I mean, this was kind of a crazy year for the Red Sox. Obviously, they lost their pitcher, Mr. Lubinicki, early in the season. They were thinking about him, paying tribute to him all season. They lost 12 of their players to pro teams and had to kind of build everything back from the ground up almost. But they did it. Sylvan Lake Gulls, they won, I believe it was 5-4 on Saturday to bring home that cup.
That was, yeah, what an incredible story. Regina, yeah, knocking off some of the top teams. In fact, every team that Regina beat in the playoffs was better than they were in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? That's why you go in the playoffs, because ultimately the Red Sox were better than them. And finally, before I let you go, Lisa, there's a new word headed into the dictionary. We were talking about this off air. What is it?
Yeah, the internet slang is kind of taking over. Skibbity, which I don't really have a good definition for. It's still a little too young for me, but it's very online. It's very YouTube. The youngins are saying it. It's going in the Cambridge Dictionary.
We need to ask a 10-year-old, what does it mean? do we have a 10-year-old anywhere here?
Please text us, really.
Lisa Schick, thank you very much. Lisa, we'll be back in 2 minutes. Oh, what's going on? 7:23 on your Monday morning. Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan. Lisa Schick is in for me doing the news. And Brent Laux is filling in on the Evan Bray Show today. He joins me now. And Brent, we just talked to Gary Brotzel, Red Sox team president, just a minute ago, talking about that unlikely championship for the Regina Red Sox. We have the Rough Riders, who just won. We have the Regina Thunder, who just won as well. I'll tell you what, Brent, we're feeling pretty good here in the city.
I don't blame you. You know, Saturday was like a perfect day, wasn't it? Seeing that amazing crowd at Mosaic, a great win by the Riders. And I was also flipping back and forth on the channels on Saturday, watching the Blue Jays get another win. And for Regina, man, and it was really kind of cool to see for the Red Sox, because they had eliminated the Saskatoon Berries leading up to the league championship. And that's, you know, the hype around the Blue Jays, I think all of that spins down to these other leagues, where people are all of a sudden paying a whole lot more attention to some of the great baseball we've got right in our own communities.
It is. And I went to a game just before the playoffs started, and it was a good crowd. The, you know, as we heard from Gary Brautzell, they had good crowds. They're having good merch sales right after they won the championship. They're some of their shirts and hats and things like that. So great to see on a local sports front, although maybe not so great to see in the sky, Brent, because Air Canada, things are getting a little heated now there.
It's a mess. You know, it's funny. I was flying earlier this summer and I had a conversation with an Air Canada stewardess, and it was a bit of an eye opener for me. But they've been living under this contract that they negotiated 10 years ago, and it's come to an end now, basically, and they want big changes. But we had a 3-hour delay in a flight I was on out of Toronto, and she just shook her head and said, well, no pay for me. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, we don't get paid until the wheels are up. So for whatever they're doing, sitting on the ground on a flight delay, they're not getting paid. And you could look at their previous contract and say, well, you guys agreed to this 10 years ago. But no matter what, that's passed, and they want changes now. And right now they're defying that back-to-work order that came from Ottawa on the weekend. Ottawa wants to send it to arbitration. Right now the union says, no, I don't think so, and it's messing up travel plans for thousands and thousands of people right now.
Brent Lokes joining me on the line. He is in for the Evan Bray Show today. What do you make of this longest ballot group? 200 candidates in this rural Alberta riding where Tory leader Pierre Poilievre is trying to win?
Well, it's interesting. I've got one of those candidates, Alex Banks. And he's also part of the committee that organizes this longest ballot business. Whatever you may think about it, I don't imagine we're probably going to see more of this. I think you'll probably see a change made under the Elections Act where they won't be able to do this again. So right now, for the people that are going to the polls today in Battle River, Crowfoot in eastern Alberta, they'll have to write in the candidate they're going to vote for. But if you have a chance, if you go to the Elections Canada website and just look at that ridiculous long ballot, so they won't have a long ballot. They basically get a blank. You know, I guess they're trying to make a statement. We'll get more, find out the reasoning behind this longest ballot group and what they're hoping to achieve with my first guest on the Evan Bray Show coming up right after 8:30.
We joked when we heard that you had to write your name in on this ballot that, are these longest ballot protesters, are they going to all legally change their name to Pierre Poilievre and really screw things up? I don't think that's happened, but...
I make a fearless prediction that Poilievre's going to win this anyway, but it'll be interesting to see. And then, assuming he does get elected and gets a seat back in the House of Commons, how things are going to shake out then come fall in Ottawa.
Thanks for your time, Brent. Always great catching up.
Thanks, Kevin.